This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Protesters for racial justice took to the streets in several U.S. towns this weekend, often clashing with police. In the western city of Seattle, Washington, police declared a riot after demonstrators set fire to a construction site for a juvenile detention facility and threw rocks and other objects at police. Officers used tear gas and flashbangs to reestablish control. 45 people were arrested and more than 20 police officers were reported injured. The clashes in the demonstrators put up barricades and carried homemade shields and umbrellas to try to fend off police while using leaf blowers to disperse tear gas. All of these were tactics borrowed from protests in another western city, Portland, Oregon, where activists have clashed nightly with police for nearly 2 months. The clashes in Portland have intensified after the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump sent in federal law enforcement agents, even though the city officials said they did not ask for or want the federal deployment. Protests have occurred since the May 25th death of George Floyd, a black man who died while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The protests against police abuse of minorities initially erupted in cities coast to coast. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok announced on Sunday that security forces will be deployed to the Darfur region. This decision comes after an increase in deadly violence between Arab nomadic tribes and African farming tribes. At least 20 people were killed Friday in South Darfur as they returned to their fields after an absence of more than 15 years. That's according to a local tribal chief. Those killed on Friday had been allowed to return to their land under an agreement reached 2 months ago with those who had settled there during the conflict in Darfur. This is VOA News. The late U.S. Congressman and champion of civil rights, John Lewis, will be recognized over the next 2 days with one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive, lying in state at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. Lewis will be only the second black lawmaker to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last year, was the first. After lying in state in Washington on Monday and Tuesday, Lewis will lie in state in the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta on Wednesday. Thursday will be his funeral at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached. Lewis will be laid to rest in Atlanta, the capital of the state that he served in Congress for 33 years. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says a new coronavirus economic aid package being unveiled on Monday would pay the country's 16 million unemployed workers 70% of their one-time salaries. But tough negotiations lie ahead with opposition Democrats over the scope of more assistance to offset the severe economic effects of the pandemic. On Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin called the 70% wage replacement figure a very fair level. But that figure, if adopted by Congress, would sharply cut federal benefits to the unemployed by two-thirds. The federal benefit that amounted to about $600 a week is set to expire this week. One mid-May report said a fifth of the unemployed workers declined requests from their employers that they return to work because their wages were lower than what they were collecting in jobless benefits. Also on Sunday on CNN, Trump economic advisor Larry Kudlow called the 70% figure quite generous. Kudlow said the overall $1 trillion economic aid package would include another round of $1,200 checks to most adults in the United States. Spain's foreign minister has announced that Spain is safe for tourists. Speaking to reporters, Arantxa Gonzalez-Lea rebuked Britain for imposing a 2-week quarantine on all travelers entering Britain from Spain after a rise in the Spanish coronavirus numbers. A year ago, Britons made up about a fifth of foreign visitors to Spain. The British quarantine could deal a blow to the Mediterranean country's efforts to jumpstart its economy after months of lockdown. The number of COVID-19 cases has risen in Spain in the last few weeks, prompting Britain to announce late Saturday it was taking Spain off its safe travel list. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.